Praise the Lord. She left the buckets that was there. Hallelujah. You know, she met Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And she received some satisfaction. She left the bucket. You know, because she met the true husband of her life. Hallelujah. She was no longer seeing apostle. She was no longer seeing the prophet. She was no longer seeing the teacher. She now saw Christ. That is what God wants. That is what God is trying to. That is the revelation God is trying to bring to the church today. It is not about seeing the man of God. It is seeing Jesus Christ. It is seeing Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. A true man of God will reduce. Hallelujah. You know, John the Baptist said, let me decrease and let Jesus increase. Because he is a true husband. He is a true husband of the church. Hallelujah. He is a true husband of the church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, so the woman went back and gave this news to everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you see, as we said earlier, the Lord is identifying the bride. Hallelujah. And normally it comes to the people that needs water. Hallelujah. You are here because you need water. Hallelujah. And that is where the Lord comes. You know, when your heart is crying for God, you know, God responds to our hearts. That was exactly what he did to the children of Israel. They were in bondage under Pharaoh. Pharaoh will do to them whatever he wants to do to them. They were slaves. Hallelujah. Amen. They were receiving stripes on their backs. Even if they don't want to walk, they had to walk. Because there was someone always behind them. So that they will do the work. But they were doing the work. But their hearts were crying unto God. Their hearts were crying unto God. And God said to Moses, see, I have heard the cry of my people. He says, therefore go down to Egypt and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Hallelujah. This message is the message to free the people of God. To deliver the people of God out of the grips of the devil. Yeah. Out of every grip of deception. There are a lot of deception that have gone around. Hallelujah. Lot of deception. And the people of God, you know, are just following blindly. We don't have any solution. We don't have any solution. Hallelujah. You know, but listen. The Lord will deliver his people with a mighty hand. With a mighty hand. Pharaoh must leave the people of God. They must go and worship God. Hallelujah. They must go and worship God. They must go and worship God. Hallelujah. Pharaoh must leave the people of God. Hallelujah. This is, you know, our brother was saying that this, I mean, is announcing the year of Jubilee. You know, the year of Jubilee was a time when, you know, all slaves should be freed. You know that when they hear the trumpet, every slave knew that trumpet, they knew that voice. When they hear pam pam pam, they know that, oh, this is the time to be free. Hallelujah. And every slave will come to his master. Master, do you hear that sound? I am free. I am no longer under your grips. And that slave will be free forever. But the scripture says, if the slave, if that slave liked his master so much, and he said, ah, I like my master, he said that he will go to his master, and then his master will bow the ear, and they will give him a hearing. Hallelujah. And that slave will belong to that master forever. Hallelujah. You know, this message will come. It is coming now. It is like a trumpet declaring the liberty, declaring freedom for the people of God. But the people of God still have a choice to say, okay, yes, I had the trumpet, but I still like this old way of life. I still like my master. And then he will come to the master. Master, give me hearing so that I will be with you forever. Hallelujah. And you know, hearing, it means that it is only the word that you say, I will hear. I mean, whatever other people say, I will not listen. Hallelujah. You know, when Elise went to find Rebecca, he did one thing. You know, as soon as he identified Rebecca, he took a hearing. And he put on her ears. That is, it is only the word, the voice of Isaac, that this woman will hear all the day of her life. Hallelujah. And it is the same thing with God. When the Holy Spirit comes to find the bride of Christ, and when you are chosen, I mean, he gives you a hearing. That this hearing is only the voice of Jesus that you will hear. You will not hear the voice of any other man. Hallelujah. You will not hear the voice of any other man. But Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. You know, but today we see, you wonder, is this the church or is it the world? Because you see, set of people that will hear the voice of the Lord, you don't know really, they hear the voice of the Lord and they also hear the voice of the devil. You obey God today, tomorrow you obey the devil. You obey God today, tomorrow you obey man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says that, you know, the one that you obey is your master. Hallelujah. The one that you obey is your master. Amen. I will stop here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for this opportunity to be here. Before we continue, I'm going to ask a sister that has that received the word. So we'll ask her to come and share that word then. Before we go to the next phase. Amen.
Avant que nous puissions évoluer, nous allons appeler notre sœur qui a ici une parole de la parole de Dieu. Elle va d'abord nous partager et puis nous allons continuer.
Alléluia.
Amen.
I just want to read a scripture that came to me while our brother was giving the word. As he started the book of Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3. So I just want to read that chapter. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your mind, your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heaven shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found in him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that this long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things harder to be understood, which they that are on land and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the errors of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Yes,
I don't know French, but I want to speak and read.
In French.
Hey, Brother Franz, come and read. Thank you.
Je lis en français tout le chapitre. Voici déjà, bien-aimés, la seconde lettre que je vous écris. Dans l'une et dans l'autre, je cherche à éveiller par des avertissements votre saine intelligence, afin que vous vous souveniez des choses annoncées d'avance par les saints prophètes et du commandement du Seigneur et Sauveur, enseigné par vos apôtres, sachant avant tout que dans les derniers jours, il viendra des moqueurs avec leur raillerie, marchant selon leur propre convoitise et disant où est la promesse de son avènement. Car depuis que les pères sont morts, tout demeure comme dès le commencement de la création. Ils veulent ignorer en effet que les cieux existaient autrefois par la parole de Dieu. De même qu'une terre tirée de l'eau est formée au moyen de l'eau, et que par ces choses le monde d'alors périt submergé par l'eau, tandis que par la même parole, les cieux et la terre d'à présent sont gardés et réservés pour le feu, pour le jour du jugement et de la ruine des hommes impies. Mais il est une chose, bien-aimée, que vous ne devriez pas ignorer. C'est que devant le Seigneur, un jour est comme 1000 ans, et 1000 ans sont comme un jour. Le Seigneur ne tarde pas dans l'accomplissement de la promesse, comme quelques-uns le croient, mais il use de patience envers vous, ne voulant pas qu'aucun périsse, mais voulant que tous arrivent à la repentance. Le jour du Seigneur viendra comme un voleur. En ce jour, les cieux passeront avec fracas, les éléments embrasés se dissoudront, et la terre avec les œuvres qu'elle renferme sera consumée. Puisque donc toutes ces choses doivent se dissoudre, qu'elles ne doivent pas être la sainteté de votre conduite et votre piété, tandis que vous attendez et hâtez l'avènement du jour de Dieu, à cause duquel les cieux enflammés se dissoudront et les éléments embrasés se fondront. Mais nous attendons, selon la promesse, de nouveaux cieux et de nouvelles terres où la justice habitera. C'est pourquoi, bien-aimés, en attendant ces choses, appliquez-vous à être trouvé par lui sans tâche et irrépréhensible par la paix, dans la paix. Croyez que la patience de notre Seigneur est votre salut, comme notre bien-aimé frère Paul nous l'a aussi écrit, selon la sagesse qui lui a été donnée. C'est ce qu'il fait dans toutes les lettres où il parle de ces choses, dans lesquelles il y a des points difficiles à comprendre, dont les personnes ignorantes et mal affermies tordent le sens, comme celui des autres Écritures, pour leur propre ruine. Vous donc, bien-aimés, qui êtes avertis, mettez-vous sur vos gardes, de peur qu'entraînés par l'égarement des impies, vous ne veniez à déchoir votre fermeté. Mais croissez dans la grâce et dans la connaissance de notre Seigneur Jésus, notre Seigneur et Sauveur Jésus-Christ. À lui soit la gloire, maintenant et pour l'éternité. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the opportunity to be here. It's such a fine day today.
Sorry?
I say it's a beautiful day today. And we have already started drinking from the water. From the water of life. You know, when you are flying into Bangui, you cannot make the mistake. Because it's very clear that this city was founded because of the river. Amen. Because of the Ubangi. Without the river, there will not be any Bangi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all over the world, men look for where there is river, then they will site a city. Hallelujah. Water speaks of life. No matter whatever you do, you need water. And the scientists, they are looking for water in the moon. They haven't seen water there yet. They are going to all the planets looking for where there is water. Because if they see water, they know it's a sign of life. Hallelujah. Water speaks of life. And Jesus said to the woman, there is a water that I have which you don't know of. Hallelujah. And so we are still going to talk about that water of life. And as my brother was saying, you know, the situation you are in is the well that you are looking for life. And you know, in the Bible, a woman speaks of the church. And you could say the story of Isaac and Rebecca began from the water, from the water. And then in the New Testament, we see the story of John, of the woman of Samaria, and Jesus was also at the well. Jesus will meet you at the point of your need. But the need you have, you don't even know of that need. The woman did not know what she needed. She thought she knew what she needed. She was so confident that if she took that water, well, it will satisfy her. And Jesus said, if you drink of this water, you will not be satisfied. And you know, she went from one situation to the other. She was looking for somebody who will meet her need. So she began to marry different husbands. They began to take advantage of her need. Hallelujah. But we thank God that she came to Jesus. Jesus met her. And her life was changed. We believe that this weekend that God will meet with us. We believe that Jesus will meet with us at the point of our need. You know, when you drive into Bangui, you can see the need. Hallelujah. You can see a need. When you go to other capitals of other African countries and you come here, you can see a need. Hallelujah. And that is why it was with the woman. She could only see the need she had at the surface. She could only look at the see the natural need she had. She was thirsty, she needed water. And she would go to great length to look for that water. She was not lazy. She was very hard working. This country is one of the richest countries in Africa. It's one of the richest countries in Africa. And the people are not lazy. But there is a problem. Hallelujah. Jesus knows the problem. Jesus knows the need. And if you open your heart, Jesus will meet you at the point of your need. The message we bring is a message of jubilee. That my brother was talking about, that is a message of jubilee. It's a message of deliverance. It's a message that will break every bondage of the devil. But you know, when you want to help a man, if the man is hungry, if you buy fish and give the man, if you give the man water, after some time, he will be hungry again, is it not so? He will come looking for more fish and more water. And that is what the Pentecostal church is doing. They are taking advantage of the poverty in Africa and they have brought a gospel of prosperity.
Ils ont profité de la pauvreté qui est en Afrique pour apporter le message ou le motif de prospérité.
And they are marrying the wife of Jesus.
Et ils sont en train de marier le épouse de Christ.
Because the people of God have need.
Parce que le peuple de Dieu ont des besoins.
And those who are preaching know that they will always come to them.
Et ceux qui prêchent savent qu'ils vont les suivre.
So they have positioned themselves.
Alors, ils se sont positionnés
to live big out of the offerings of the people.
Pour vivre confortablement à travers les offrandes des
gens. Because they know that even if you run away, after some time you will still come back.
Parce qu'ils savent que même si vous les quittez, après un moment vous allez revenir.
When you have an oppression,
lorsque vous aurez des
when you have problems, you will come to them.
Vous allez revenir à eux.
Hallelujah. But when you want to help someone,
mais lorsque vous voulez aider quelqu'un,
you don't give him fish.
Vous n'allez pas lui donner les poissons.
What do you do to him?
Qu'est-ce que vous allez faire pour lui?
You teach him how to fish.
Vous allez l'apprendre comment pêcher.
Amen. You teach him how to fish.
Vous devez l'apprendre comment pêcher.
He doesn't need to come to you all the time.
Il n'aura plus besoin de venir sur toi.
He can go and fish.
Il peut aussi aller lui-même pêcher.
Hallelujah. So Jesus said to the woman, I'm not here to give you water. I'm going to put a well within you. Hallelujah. I'm going to put a well within you. So you don't need to come here every day. You don't need to go from church to church, pastor to pastor, conference to conference. Because there will be a well of water springing up unto eternal life. That is the deliverance that we are talking of. Hallelujah. God wants to do something in you. He wants to do something in you. So we are not here to give you, pray for you so that you have money. We are not here to pray so that if you don't have job, you will get job. Even though that will happen, amen. Even though it is going to happen. Hallelujah. That's not why we are here. Even though we know it will happen. It is just by the side. There is something more important than that. If you are sick,
si tu es malade,
we are not here to pray for you so that you be healed.
Nous ne sommes pas ici pour prier pour toi pour que tu sois guéri.
Even though God will heal you.
Malgré Dieu.
Hallelujah. By the time we finish from here, if you are sick, you will be healed.
Parce que nous avons que lorsque nous avons terminé ici, si tu étais malade, tu seras guéri.
You cannot come here and go back the same.
Tu ne peux pas venir ici et rentrer le même.
The glory of God will meet you and will heal you.
La gloire de Dieu va te rapporter et tu seras guéri.
But that's not why we're here.
Mais ce n'est pas la raison pour laquelle nous sommes ici.
There is something much more important. Hallelujah. There is something much more important. That's why we're from.
Une chose plus importante.
Hallelujah. Jesus said to them,
Jésus leur a dit,
if you destroy this temple,
si vous détruisez ce temple,
say in 3 days I will raise it up.
Je vais le bâtir en 3 jours.
They couldn't understand what Jesus was saying. How are you going to destroy this temple? They built it in 46 years and you will destroy it and raise it in 3 days. But the Bible says Jesus was talking about something. Jesus was not looking at a physical temple. The water you need is not a physical water. The water you need is not physical water. Jesus said, if you drink of that water, you will still thirst again. Hallelujah. There is something that every man needs. And that is what I just want to talk about briefly. Amen. Jesus said, if you destroy this temple, in 3 days I will raise it up. And the Bible said that he was speaking of the temple of his body. Jesus said he was speaking of the temple of his body. That was in John chapter 2. When Jesus came, he began to preach a new gospel. Before this time, the people were used to the big temple. Before that time, the temple of God was a physical building.
They were used to.
Before that time, if anyone wanted to go to the temple, he would go to a physical house.
Avant ce moment-là, tout celui là qui avait besoin d'aller au temple, il partait dans une maison physique.
But when Jesus came,
mais lorsque Jésus est venu,
Jesus said that is in the old.
Jésus a dit ça c'est le passé.
Jesus said, I'm bringing a New Testament to you. In the Old Testament, the temple of God was a physical building. But Jesus said in the New Testament, the temple of God is you. Hallelujah. But many of us, even though we claim to be New Testament, that is the understanding we have.
Mais beaucoup parmi nous, même si nous déclarons d'être Nouveau Testament, ce n'est qu'une compréhension que nous avons en tête.
The understanding you have is that this building is a temple of God.
La compréhension que tu as, tu considères cette construction comme le temple de Dieu.
This building is not the temple of God.
Cette construction n'est pas le temple de Dieu.
This is just cement.
Just what?
Cement.
Ça, ce n'est que le ciment.
You are the temple of the living God.
Vous êtes le temple de Dieu.
Hallelujah. God is not interested in these buildings.
Dieu ne s'intéresse pas dans cette construction.
But God is interested in you.
Lui, il s'intéresse de toi.
But many of us think we are not important to God.
Mais beaucoup parmi nous, nous croyons que nous ne sommes pas importants envers Dieu.
He has come to build up the temple of God.
Il est venu construire le temple de Dieu.
God is interested in you. Hallelujah. He's not interested in the physical building, he's interested in you.
Il n'est pas intéressé des constructions physiques, c'est de toi qui l'intéresse.
Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us in Ezekiel chapter 47,
et la Bible nous parle dans Ezekiel chapitre 47,
God showed Ezekiel the picture of the temple. He saw a temple.
A montré à Isaac une image du temple.
Do you know what was happening to that temple?
Vous savez ce qui s'est passé dans ce temple?
The Bible said that water was coming from that temple.
La Bible dit que l'eau coulait dans ce temple.
Hallelujah. He showed him a vision.
Il lui a montré une vision.
He showed him the temple of God.
Il lui a montré le temple de Dieu.
He was showing Ezekiel you.
Il montrait à Isaac.
Hallelujah.
C'est toi qui montrais à Isaac.
Ezekiel was seeing you.
Ezekiel te voyait.
Many years ago, he was seeing you.
Il y a des années passées, c'est toi qui te voyais.
And he saw a river flowing from the temple.
Il a vu de l'eau qui coulait.
Hallelujah. That's how you know the temple of God. That is how you know the temple of God. Water will be flowing from it. Hallelujah. If the temple is dry, if there is no water flowing from it, it is not the temple of God. Hallelujah. Water must be flowing from it. If you look at Revelation 21, we see the picture of the throne of God, isn't it also? The Bible said that in Revelation 21 that there was 22, sorry, that there was, he showed him the temple and the throne.
La Bible dit dans l'Apocalypse chapitre 21 que Dieu lui a montré une image.
And water was flowing from it.
Et dans cette image, il y avait de l'eau qui coulait.
A pure river of life.
Une rivière pure de la vie.
Hallelujah. A pure river of life.
Une rivière pure de la vie.
He said that the tree of life was in the midst of it.
La Bible dit qu'il y avait un arbre de la vie au milieu de ces.
It was in the midst of it.
C'était dans le milieu.
And it was on either side of it also. Hallelujah.
Et c'était aussi dans la partie extrême aussi de l'eau.
So what is he saying?
Ça parle de quoi?
He saw a garden. Hallelujah.
Il a vu what also?
He saw.
Yeah, il a vu le jardin.
John was seeing a garden.
Jean voyait le jardin.
Hallelujah. He was seeing a garden.
Il voyait le jardin.
Where else in the Bible does he talk about a garden? When the Bible talks of garden, what is it that comes to your mind?
Lorsque la Bible parle de jardin, qu'est-ce qui vient dans ton esprit?
In Genesis chapter 2, the Bible said that God planted a garden in Eden. Hallelujah.
What he planted?
He planted a garden in Eden.
Il a planté un jardin dans Eden.
What was it that was in this garden in Genesis chapter 2? There was a river of life. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a river of life. And this river had four heads. You know, Ubangi is one of the heads of Congo, isn't it also? It's from the Congo, isn't it also? Amen. But in this garden, there was a special river of life.
Et dans ce jardin, il y avait un river spécial de la vie.
And it had four heads.
Et ce rivière avait quatre têtes.
Where were the four heads going to? What was those branches?
Et ces quatre branches se dirigeaient où?
Hallelujah. That is the river you need.
C'est le rivière que vous avez besoin.
Hallelujah. And Jesus said, if you drink of this river, you will never thirst again.
Et Jésus a dit, si vous buvez ces rivières, l'eau de ces rivières, vous n'aurez plus jamais soif.
If you have a garden and there is no river in that garden,
si vous avez un jardin dans lequel il n'y a pas de rivière,
what is it that will happen to the river, to that garden?
Qu'est-ce qui va arriver dans ce jardin?
It will dry up, isn't it not so?
Ça va sécher, n'est-ce pas?
It will dry up.
Ça va sécher.
All the flowers will die.
Toutes les fleurs vont sécher.
The ground will become dry.
La terre va devenir encore sèche.
It will become a wilderness.
Ça va devenir un désert.
Hallelujah. It will become a wilderness.
Ça va devenir un désert.
It will become a place of sickness.
Ça va devenir un endroit.
It will become a place of pain.
Un endroit de douleur.
It will be a place of death.
Ça sera un endroit de la mort.
It will be a place of poverty.
Ça sera un endroit de pauvreté.
There is no life.
Il
And you cannot have fellowship in that place, you know. So. Hallelujah. You cannot have fellowship there. A garden is a place of fellowship. Do you understand? A garden is a place when you go to have fellowship. A garden is a place of rest. Hallelujah. It's a place of rest. It's a place of communion. It's a place where you go and you can hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. Amen. But if there is no life there, there cannot be rest. And the Bible says that our soul is like a watered garden. Isn't it so?
La Bible dit que nos âmes sont comme de l'eau.
Our soul is like a watered garden.
Oui. Donc nos âmes sont comme de l'eau du jardin.
That's what Isaiah said.
Watered garden.
A watered garden. Garden.
Yes. What do you mean? Okay. C'est nos âmes sont comme un jardin arrosé.
Yes. Jeremiah said, your soul will be like a watered garden also.
Et Jeremiah a dit, ton âme sera comme un jardin arrosé.
Hallelujah. So what is it that God is talking of?
Dieu est en train de parler de toi.
Hallelujah. God is speaking of you being his garden. Hallelujah. God is speaking of you being a place where he can have fellowship. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man to gain all the whole world but to lose your soul?
La Bible dit, de quoi profitera l'homme de gagner tout le monde et puis perdre son âme?
Do you know what that means? It means that all the money in this world is not equal to your soul. All the money in the world is not equal to your soul. And the Bible says that we are not of those who draw back to perdition.
Ce sont ceux-là qui et ils ne sont pas ceux-là qui viennent.
That draw back. We are not of those who draw back.
La Bible dit, nous ne sommes pas ceux-là qui reculent dans le chemin de la perdition.
But those who press on to the saving of the soul.
Mais nous sommes plutôt ceux-là qui avancent pour le salut, pour que ses âmes, leurs âmes soient sauvées.
The guardian of God is the soul. They are correcting you.
Those that have faith to save their souls, is that what you said?
No. The Bible says that the end of our faith is the salvation, is the saving of our soul, not those who say.
La Bible dit que la fin de nos voies, c'est le salut de nos âmes.
Is that it?
Yes.
Good. The salvation of the soul.
Le salut des âmes.
The most important thing to God is your soul.
La chose la plus importante à Dieu, c'est ton âme.
Your soul is the temple of God.
Ton âme, c'est le temple de Dieu.
Your soul is the garden of God.
Ton âme, c'est le jardin de Dieu.
And that is the most important thing to God. Hallelujah.
La plus importante que Dieu considère.
If you're a rich man,
si vous êtes un homme riche,
and your soul is not saved,
et que ton âme n'est pas sauvée,
you are miserable. You have lost everything. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, it's better for you to go to heaven with one blind eye or with one leg here than for you to go to hell with two hands and then two eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to put emphasis where God is putting emphasis.
Nous devons accentuer là où Dieu accentue.
The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
La Bible dit, cherchez d'abord le royaume des cieux.
And all other things will be added unto you.
Et tout sera ajouté sur plus.
Hallelujah. Seek first the kingdom of God.
Cherchez d'abord le royaume des cieux.
And all other things will be added unto you.
Et toutes ces choses vont être ajoutées.
as God will deal with you. Hallelujah. He said, look at the flowers. God takes care of them. Hallelujah. You know, the Pentecostal people think they have faith. But actually, it is unbelief. Hallelujah. Because if you have faith, you know God will take care of you. He said, the birds don't have a farm.
Les oiseaux ne plantent pas.
Do you know any bird that has a farm?
Est-ce que vous avez déjà vu un oiseau qui a planté?
Do you know any bird that harvests food?
Vous avez déjà vu un oiseau qui récolte?
Hallelujah. But God takes care of them.
Mais Dieu prend soin d'eux.
When it is time, God takes care of them.
Lorsqu'il arrive le moment,
we don't know God, we don't believe God.
Nous ne connaissons pas Dieu et nous ne croyons pas Dieu.
That's why when you wake up from morning till night, you are disturbing God. Give me food, give me food, give me food. I am thirsty. I want water. Because we don't know God. When you know God, David said, I have been young and I have been old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Hallelujah. If you know God, you know you in your heart, you know He will take care of you. Hallelujah. So we are talking about the salvation of the soul. That is the most important thing to you. Hallelujah. Because when that water of life is established in your soul, the water of life, when that spring is healed in your heart, it will bring life. Hallelujah. It will bring life to you. And it will bring life to as many people that come in contact with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Ezekiel saw that river flowing. He entered the water. It was at the ankle. Hallelujah. At the ankle. At the ankle. It was at the ankle. Talon.
That was him.
It was, the water was at the level of his ankle.
Okay. L'eau c'était au niveau de sa cheville.
Amen. When he walked a little bit further,
lorsqu'il a marché un peu plus loin,
the water came to the knees.
L'eau est arrivée.
He moved further down. Hallelujah. It came to the level of his loins. He moved further down. Hallelujah. Many of us don't want to move forward. Hallelujah. Maybe God used to heal somebody. God used you to heal somebody. You pray for somebody and he was healed. And the only thing you know is healing. Hallelujah. You need to move forward. Amen. There is something better ahead. Hallelujah. So this man moved forward. And he got to a place where he lost control. Many of us don't want to lose control. We want to be in control. We want to be in control. We want to be in control of our lives. We want to control others. And by the grace of God, we will talk about it later on. Hallelujah. So the man moved forward. And the only thing he could do was to swim. Hallelujah. You know, this river did not just stop within the temple. That river began to flow out. Hallelujah. That river began to flow out. And the Bible said that everything that river met. If it was dead, it was made life.
Et la Bible dit,
hallelujah.
Et toute chose que ces rivières rencontrent, si c'était mort, ça recouvrait la vie.
If it was dead, when the river met it, it was healed.
Et si c'était mort, la chose en question, dès qu'elle rencontre la rivière, elle est guérie.
If it had life, it had more life.
Si la chose en question,
hallelujah,
avait déjà la vie, ça aura encore plus de vie.
And that river began to flow to different places.
Et ces rivières a commencé à couler dans des différents endroits.
All the bitter places were healed.
Maintenant, les endroits amers étaient guéris.
That is the river God is talking to you about today. Hallelujah.
Il y a encore qui est en train de parler ce soir.
He's saying there's going to be healing in you.
Il dit, il y aura une guérison en toi.
He's going to heal your heart.
Il va guérir ton cœur.
He's going to heal the unforgiveness.
Il va guérir.
He's going to heal the bitterness. He will heal the bitterness.
Il va guérir la maladie.
He will heal the poverty.
Il va guérir la pauvreté.
Hallelujah. And many of us, there is sorcery working in our families. God said he's going to heal it. Hallelujah. He's going to heal the situation between the husband and wife. Hallelujah. The bitterness, God is going to heal it. Hallelujah. Because there is a river of life. Hallelujah. That is flowing. Hallelujah. And that river is come to you today. Amen. You know, but the woman was saying, look, how can you be saying you give me like you don't have bucket, you don't have any, how would you give us this water? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to tell you there's a new river. There is a new river. Hallelujah. And that river is supposed to flow from your heart. Hallelujah. That river is supposed to be flowing from your heart. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
The Garden of Eden is the soul of man.
Hallelujah.
The Garden of Eden is your soul. God made you so that he can have fellowship with you. Hallelujah. God wants to hear your voice every morning. And God wants you to also hear his voice every morning. Hallelujah. Adam was walking in the cool. He was in the garden, isn't it so? And the Bible said that God will come to Adam and talk with Adam. Hallelujah. Now, many of us, God is so far away from us. Because we think church is a building. Hallelujah. We think church is a building. That is the Old Testament. That is the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the altar. But I know a better altar. And that is the altar in your heart. Hallelujah. When you come here, you are holy.
You are.
When you come here, you behave holy. When you come to the church. But you will allow all kinds of evil thoughts to go through your heart.
Hallelujah.
It is a deception.
C'est une déception.
And that is why the river has dried.
C'est la raison pour laquelle le rivière est dévissée.
That's why there is so much disease and poverty and bondage in the church, because the river has dried.
C'est la raison pour laquelle aujourd'hui il y a beaucoup de maladies, la pauvreté et la servitude dans l'église.
Our soul is like a wilderness.
Notre âme est devenue comme un désert.
It's so dry.
C'est tellement sec.
There's so much confusion in our minds.
Il y a beaucoup de confusion dans nos.
There's so much confusion in our emotions.
Il y a beaucoup de confusion dans nos émotions.
The soul of man has four different natures. Four different natures.
L'âme de l'homme a quatre.
Hallelujah. The soul of man has four different natures.
L'âme de l'homme a quatre différentes natures.
The Bible calls it the four corners of the earth.
La Bible les appelle les quatre coins de la terre.
And the Bible said that river divided into four heads. It was bringing life to the four different natures in the soul of man.
Hallelujah.
Adam was being watered by heaven.
Adam était arrosé par le Dieu.
Do you hear what I said? Adam was being nourished by the heaven. Hallelujah.
Adam était arrosé par le Dieu.
Adam was receiving life direct from God. Hallelujah.
Adam recevait la vie directement de Dieu.
The physical rain you see is just a sign of that rain that comes from heaven. Hallelujah.
La pluie physique que vous voyez, ce n'est qu'un signe qui montre la pluie qui descendait du ciel.
He said, as far as the heavens are high, that is how my word is that comes to you.
My word.
He said, as far as the heaven is higher than the earth, that is how my word comes to you.
Et la Bible dit, de même manière que le ciel est éloigné de la terre, c'est de même manière que ma parole vient vers vous.
Because when the word of God comes, it comes to water our hearts. Is it not so?
Hallelujah. Parce que la parole de Dieu vient, ça vient pour arroser nos cœurs.
He says, the word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life.
Parce qu'il dit, la parole que je suis en train de vous dire, elle est esprit.
The soul of man needs life. That's what I want you to know. Your soul needs life. Hallelujah. The soul must be nourished. If you don't nourish your soul, you will always hunger for life. Hallelujah. Amen. Even if you come to the well, you will never be satisfied. You will keep coming to the well. Amen. Some people follow women. That is their own well. Hallelujah. Solomon had 1,000 women. Is it not so? Solomon had 1,000 women. That is his own well. Hallelujah. Was he satisfied? Hallelujah. He was not satisfied. Because there is only one river of life. Hallelujah. If you spend your whole life working for government, when you are 70 years, when you are 60 years old or 65 years old,
lorsque vous aurez 60 ans ou 65 ans,
they will write you a letter.
On va vous écrire une lettre.
It is time for you to retire.
C'est le moment pour vous.
Hallelujah.
Pour être retiré. C'est le moment de retraite pour vous.
It's time for you to retire.
Ça, c'est le moment de retraite pour vous.
That well is about to dry up. That well is about to dry up. So people will go and do other things.
Les gens vont partir aller faire n'importe quoi.
They become tired.
Ils vont se fatiguer.
And they die.
Et ils meurent.
Hallelujah. It's a wasted life.
C'est perdre la vie.
The life has expired.
La vie a expiré.
God has a time in
Dieu,
which the life will expire.
Dieu a un moment dans lequel
God has given you time to look for that well. Hallelujah. God brought you to this place so that you can look for and see the real well. If you spend all your life looking, going from well to well, well to well, and you don't touch the well of life. Jesus said, if we have hope only in this life, we are of all men most miserable. I don't know if I'm getting across to you. Amen. If only in this life you have hope, you are a miserable man. He's saying that many people in the church are miserable people.
Indeed,
because our faith is only what we can eat.
Parce que notre foi, c'est seulement dans ce que nous pouvons manger.
He says some people, their God is their belly.
La Bible dit que pour les hommes, leur Dieu, c'est leur ventre.
They're only interested in what they can eat.
Ils ne sont intéressés que de ce qu'ils vont manger.
What they will put on.
C'est de ce qu'ils vont s'habiller.
Hallelujah. They're not looking at their soul. Hallelujah. There is a well of life. Hallelujah. So the soul of man has four different compartments that must be nourished by the river of life. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said, if you ask me, I will give you that, I will put in you a spring. And you will never thirst again. Hallelujah. So if you drink of this water, you will never thirst again. Hallelujah. When Adam sinned, the river was cut off. The life that was coming from God was no longer coming to the soul of man. Hallelujah. Adam was driven from the Garden of Eden. Is it not so? He was driven from the Garden of Eden. He was no longer receiving life from God. Amen. And everybody that is born to this world is born in that condition. The soul is cut off from God. And the soul that is cut off from God, instead of seeking God, it goes around dry places. Looking for life. Some people think they can find it in women. Some people think they can find their life in women. In sexual pleasure. Some people think they can get it in money. They think they can get it in entertainment. They think they can get life from entertainment. So
divertissement.
So the soul of man is going around looking for life. Hallelujah. There is only one source of life. Hallelujah. There is only one source of life for the soul. Hallelujah. And God says, if you come to me, I will give you the water of life. Hallelujah. And you will stop searching. Amen. Hallelujah. You will stop searching. We're not talking of prosperity. We're not talking of money. Hallelujah. The Bible says a man's life does not consist in the amount of money he has. A man's life. It's not judged by. It's not the amount of money you have that God uses to judge you. There is only one measure. Only one measure. Do you have the fountain of life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants your soul to be connected back to God. And that's why we are here this weekend. So that your soul can be connected back to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When your soul is connected back to God, the river will start flowing again. All the dead things within your soul will begin to come to life. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible calls jubilee. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible calls jubilee. The restoration of the land. Hallelujah. God will first restore your land before he restores the physical land. Hallelujah. That's God's order. That's God's order of resurrection.
C'est ça, l'ordre de la résurrection.
C'est every man in his own order.
Il dit tout homme dans son ordre.
Christ is the first fruit.
Jésus est le prémisse.
And afterward, them that are Christ at his coming. And afterward, they that are Christ at his coming.
Et à travers lui, ceux qui appartiennent à Christ viennent de lui.
In John chapter 7,
dans Jean chapitre 7,
Jesus gave a picture.
Jésus a donné une image.
His Bible says, at the last day of the feast.
La Bible dit, non, les derniers jours.
Hallelujah. So Jesus entered into the temple.
Jésus est entré dans le temple.
He cried mightily. Hallelujah.
Ils ont crié fortement.
Say, if any man thirst, let him come and drink. Hallelujah. So he's inviting us to come. Jesus is inviting us to come and drink. Now the devil is telling you, you cannot drink of that water. The devil is telling us that river will never be healed. He's telling us that that river will never be healed. But that's not what Jesus is saying. Hallelujah. He said, if any man thirst, let him come and drink. Are you thirsty? Hallelujah. Are you thirsty? You know, when God called Samuel, he went to Eli. Many of us, when we are thirsty, we go to the wrong place. Like my brother was saying, they will go to the pastor. Or you go to the teacher. Or you go to the prophet. You go around to the men of God. Hallelujah. When you went to Eli, say, did you call me? He said, go and sleep.
Hallelujah.
Samuel did not know the voice.
Samuel n'a pas reconnu la voix.
And many of us, we don't know the voice of God.
Beaucoup parmi nous, nous ne connaissons pas la voix de Dieu.
But thank God that Samuel recognized what God was saying to him.
Mais nous remercions Dieu parce qu'après un moment, Samuel a reconnu ce que Dieu lui disait.
And we're praying that you will hear the voice of God.
Notre prière est que vous puissiez entendre la voix de Dieu.
We pray that the word of God will come to you this weekend. Hallelujah.
Oui, ce weekend, la parole de Dieu puisse vous atteindre.
And you will come to Jesus.
Et vous puissiez vous approcher à Jésus.
Hallelujah. You will go to Jesus.
Vous allez aller chez Jésus.
Don't go to any man.
N'allez plus chez un homme.
Don't come to me. Hallelujah. Because me, I'm going to Jesus. Amen. I don't have time for you. I'm going to Jesus. Amen. Let's go to Jesus. Amen. Let's go to Jesus. How many people want to go to Jesus? How many people want to go to Jesus? Amen. Let's go to Jesus. Say, come unto me. All ye that are heavy laden. All ye that are hungry and thirsty. You want to drink, come to me. Hallelujah. And you will find rest for your soul. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, come to me and drink. He said, out of the belly of those that believe will flow rivers of water. Amen. Amen. So he's saying that river has been restored. The river is not just flowing to them. They have now become the channels of blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants you to be connected back to him. And he will use you to be a blessing to others. Hallelujah. He doesn't want you to start making money with the gift of God. Because if you start doing that, that is going to be judgment unto you. Because freely you have received. Freely you give. Hallelujah. Freely you have received. Freely you give. God has not touch to you, because some of us, we have an evil motive. Because we want to sell the gift of God. Hallelujah. So we are talking about this river of life that is to flow from your soul. Hallelujah. The plan of God is that the soul will be restored. And the Bible says that that river of life is the Spirit of God flowing out of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. The soul of man needs to be restored. My soul needs to be restored.
Mon âme doit être restaurée.
My soul needs to be healed.
Mon âme doit être guérie.
Hallelujah. Amen. And my soul can be healed.
Et puis mon âme peut être guérie.
And the Bible has shown us different places where the soul was healed.
Et la Bible nous a montré différents endroits dans la Bible.
So we are going to pray.
Nous allons prier.
And we're going to ask God to heal our soul. We're saying, God, restore my soul again. Bring back my soul. Bible said, all we like sheep have gone astray. All we like sheep have gone astray.
I don't catch that point.
All we.
Like.
Sheep,
have
gone astray.
Nous tous, nous sommes comme des brebis qui ont déraillé.
Hallelujah. And we need to come back.
Et nous devons revenir.
The prodigal son came back.
L'enfant prodigue est revenu.
He was thirsty, he was looking for life.
Il avait soif, il cherchait la vie.
And he went very far.
Et il est allé très loin.
But as he was coming, the father was already waiting for him.
Et lorsqu'il est retourné,
amen.
Il est en train de l'attendre.
Today, if you come back, God will receive you. Amen. He will bring you back to the place of life. It may be that you are not born again. Today, God can bring you back. Today, you can be restored back to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us are not baptized in the Holy Ghost. Today, that river of life can come. Hallelujah. Some of us, our life is filled with bitterness. With sadness, quarreling, misery, and all sorts of things. Hallelujah. That river is flowing. But we say, wherever that river goes to, hallelujah. Everything will be made alive. Hallelujah. There is power in that river to heal. It is the river of life. Hallelujah. And that is what God is bringing to us today. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray. And we're going to respond to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's stand on our feet and let's pray. We're going to make a response. Hallelujah. That river will flow to us. Hallelujah. That will be that temple of God. That our soul will be like the temple of God, watered. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to God. Hallelujah. We're going to make a call.
Nous allons faire un appel.
Because God is in serious business. Because God is in serious business.
Parce qu'il est dans une affaire sérieuse.
If you have heard the call of God,
si vous avez entendu l'appel de Dieu,
and you want to respond to God, hallelujah.
Et vous voulez répondre à Dieu,
maybe you are not born again.
Peut-être que vous n'êtes pas encore né de
nouveau. You have not made a covenant with God.
Vous n'avez pas encore écrit une alliance avec Dieu.
Your soul has been wandering around.
Ton âme a commencé à parcourir.
Doing your own thing, hallelujah.
Tu faisais les choses à toi.
The Bible says you can come and your sins will be forgiven. You can come and your sins will be forgiven. And today you will drink of that water of life. And you will have life. You'll be healed. Or maybe your soul has been tested for a long time as a Christian. You have been in a place of dryness. You've been laboring and struggling against sin, against the world. And you've been under a place of oppression. There's a call this afternoon, hallelujah. I just want you to come to the front. If you want to make a response, hallelujah. And we're going to pray. Hallelujah. If you want to make a response, just step out in front. Hallelujah. At whatever point you feel God touching you, just make a response. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's no shame. It's a matter of life and death. Hallelujah. Just make a step forward unto God, not to man. Brabot, can you come and pray? Amen.
Father, we want to thank you for each and every one that is standing here. They are coming in response to the Spirit of God that is stirring within their hearts. They are coming because of the Word of God that has moved them to this position, to this place, to this altar. And Father, we want to see you move with each and every life. You know the things that hinder, you know the things that cause them not to progress or to grow in God. And Father, we ask that you loose the power of heaven. You loose the blood of Jesus Christ. Let it touch their soul right now, Lord. Let it touch their minds to give them the ability to think like God. Touch their emotions, Father, that they can have the compassion of Jesus Christ. Father, touch their desires, that they will hunger and thirst after those things that are beyond this realm of this world. And Father, you see some of the spiritual bandages, familiar spirits. Hallelujah. We come against them with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, you see some of the things that have been passed down from generation to generation. But Father, by virtue of the experience of being born again, the blood of Jesus Christ cancels out that position of inheritance. It nullifies, it cancels out that contract of death. And so it is, Father, that we invoke today this living covenant. We invoke the living word of Jesus Christ. It has the power of sanctification, the power of consecration. It has the power to disseminate hell that was within them and around them. Father, let them feel the touch of Jesus Christ within their soul. Liberate them from every spirit, from every uncleanness. Put a guard and a shield upon their minds, that they might be protected from the darts of the enemy. Father, we commit these things into your hands. And we ask it in your precious name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.